And say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to... What the horses?
I want to use the horses.
Or say, before you hitch them up, you have to...
Curry them.
Or... You put all the things on them, you say you have to...
I don't know.
Did you say...
Harness them.
Okay. And, what sort of things, did you make out of flour and bake in loaves?
Oh, we made all kinds of things out of flour.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes and pies and light breads and rolls and...
What do you put in light bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And what about some of the things, made out of, cornmeal?
Well, you make cornbread and corn muffins.
Mm-hmm.
And hush puppies.
What's hush puppies?
The little things you buy when you eat seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling rolls.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
What is that?
That's something like a hush puppy.
Uh-huh. You call that a...
Corn dodger.
Is it longer or different from a hush puppy?
I think it is.
A little longer?
Yeah.
What about something you'd take, just cornmeal and salt and water?
Well, that's the way I cook a little hoe cake on top of the stove.
Uh-huh.
For Barrett. And he loves it. Make it real thin. Put it in a hot pan, which has been greased.
Mm-hmm.
And time you get it in there, almost it's ready to turn over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real good, but that's a hoe cake.
Mm-hmm. But what about just something you boil in salt and cornmeal and water?
Well, that would be cornbread dumplings, I think.
Uh-huh. What about mush or gruel or?
Well, now we used to make gruel, but we didn't ever make mush. You made gruel, you put a little water in the pan, a little salt, a little bit of bacon grease, or even butter.
Uh-huh.
And sprinkle your meal in there until it gets thick enough to cook, and that's gruel.
What about mush?
I don't know about mush. We never yet use that. Imagine it would be made the same way.
Mm-hmm. You say there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's...
This light bread, rolls.
Or say the kind of bread that you buy at the store, you call that?
That's just light bread.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call that, you say it's not homemade bread, it's...
Spot bread, we always say.
Okay. And something that's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center.
It's a donut.
Okay. And something you'd make up a batter of and fry three or four for breakfast.
That would be a... We call them puffs.
Puffs?
Yeah. Lena makes them with the yeast bread,
uh-huh.
Rolls them out thin, cuts them, fries them. They're delicious.
Uh-huh. What about something just, maybe that you'd eat with syrup and butter?
Pancakes, isn't it?
Okay.
Or waffles, or what?
Any old-fashioned name for pancakes?
Oh, I know, but I can't think.
Did you ever hear flitters or fritters?
Yeah, fritters.
Uh-huh. Was that the same thing as pancakes?
Mm-hmm. People would say fritters or flitters.
Uh-huh. And talking about how much flour you might have, say you might buy a sack of flour that contains 5.
Contains what?
Say you might buy 5 what of flour?
5 pounds.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg is called the...
The yolk.
And what color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, then you call them...
Poached egg.
Okay. Or if you don't crack them, then they're just...
The boiled.
Okay. And what would you call the fat, salt pork you might use for for boiling with greens?
Well, we just got it salt pork.
Uh-huh. But the real fat?
Mm-hmm. We call it salt pork.
Uh-huh. Do you ever talk about white meat or fat back or sow belly or...
I've heard all that, but I never called it that. We just call it salt pork. Now, I've heard people say, I want to buy a piece of sow belly.
Uh-huh. What's that?
But we never did say that.
Uh-huh. But this salt pork you're talking about, is that, what does it look like?
It's just a flat piece of meat. Sometimes there's little tits on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a certain kind of piece you buy. You can buy it with that on it, or you can buy it. That's where they would nurse their babies.
Mm-hmm.
Which the niggers like. They love it, all that.
That salt pork?
Or? Yeah. But we just call it salt pork. We hardly ever use that. We make our own salt pork.
Mm-hmm. You never call that white bacon or white meat or chunk meat.